the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
Football edition of the Coach's Corner here on Drive Time Sports. Yeah, I got the itch for football, to say the least. Next week, we're going to be joined by college football guru and author Phil Steele, and we'll start talking about the upcoming season. Today, we're going to talk high school football and the offseason workouts for the Carbon Dinos, and the only way to do that is to bring in second-year head coach Josh Huntsman going into his second year. Coach, I always appreciate you making time for us, and today we got you live in the studio, so thank you.
Oh, I appreciate you having me come over. Like I said, I wanted to come over and visit with you for a little bit, drop off a few things, and see how things were going.
Yeah, it's great to see you. I mean, it's off-season right now, but everybody knows football never has an off-season.
Oh, no, it never does. You know, you think about it, last year I actually moved in 1 year ago yesterday, and that's when we started, you know, doing the things that we were doing. So I mean, it's been a kind of a hectic, frantic year, but you know, we're glad that we're here.
As far as that first year goes, now with the football in the books, and I know you took over as the interim wrestling coach there for a little while, how did you assess your first year at Carbon High as a teacher, as a coach, you know, just in a nutshell, how was it?
You know, it's a learning experience. Definitely was. We, you know, had to grow quite a bit. But, you know, it was great. The teachers that are up there at Carbon High School are fantastic. Great administration, great leadership. And, you know, just I was super excited to have a job, super excited to be in this community.
And to lead a football program, no doubt.
Oh, definitely, no doubt. You know, we have really, really good kids that have come out and played for us and really good kids that are coming out and playing for us right now.
As far as the offseason goes, I know you guys opened up the weight room earlier this week. And this is, what, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday throughout the summer?
Yeah, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday throughout the summer. There's some moratorium days that we will we'll have to deal with. We're preparing ourselves for our summer camp. We're preparing ourselves by going to some of these 7-on-7 tournaments and doing as much football activity as we can.
As far as the weight room goes, how much emphasis do you put on that to the kids that plan on playing football in the fall?
100% emphasis. Yeah, I mean, if you can't come to the weight room at 6:30 in the morning and you can't compete in the weight room, there's no sense in you competing on the football field. The most important thing that we can do is get strong and be prepared for whatever sport we're going to play. And the weight room's open for any kid. We'll have anyone in there. You know, it doesn't matter if they're playing the trombone in the band and they want to get stronger. We'll take that kid. We'll take a kid who's swimming, who wants to get stronger at swimming. We'll take anybody. But, you know, for me, the weight room is key to everything that we do in our athletic program.
I've talked to you about the fitness of the team and how that definitely plays a factor later on in the games. Obviously, you can't show up to the weight room once a week for an hour and expect to get stronger. For you, how much do these kids actually have to get in the weight room and get a good workout in to get stronger for the season?
You know, weight room is actually a six-day-a-week job, but we've condensed it down. We're hoping that we can get them in 3 days a week. 3 days a week is actually a good start. We want to give a little bit of rest in between. We want kids to still enjoy their summer, still enjoy doing the things that kids do, but we definitely want them in. So 3 days a week has been a good start for us. If we feel like we need to amp it up a little bit, we'll probably throw in a Tuesday and have our kids come in 4 days a week. But, you know, just being healthy and being strong is vastly important to growing and, you know, getting older. You know, it doesn't get any easier the older you get.
No, it definitely doesn't. You also put a lot of emphasis on the kids playing multiple sports, which is one of the things I love about you. As far as baseball in the offseason goes, a lot of things sometimes can mix up with what you guys want to do football-wise. As long as the kids are doing something, you're happy with that?
I'm extremely happy with that. I had a young man come in yesterday. He says, Coach, I can be in the weight room this week. I got basketball camp next week. I've got a cruise I'm going on. I've got all these things. And I says, you know what? As long as you're working out, as long as you're doing what you can do, you know, try to get to a gym whenever you can. But you know, go out and compete. Go out and do things. Go out and shoot baskets. Go out and hit a baseball. You know, all those things are great. All those things help us become athletes. You know, and that's what we're really looking for, is we're looking for athletes. I'm not looking for a great football player. I'm looking for a kid that, you know, can come out and rush for 100 yards a game, go out and score 20 points in a basketball game and hit two doubles in a baseball game. You know, those are the type of kids that we really want on our football team.
Which is, you know, at a 2A, 3A school, kind of the kids you have to be competitive across the board.
Yeah, and, you know, we we finished an assembly, and as we looked at it, we had 300 athletes that competed at Carbon High School, but there were only 7 boys who competed in 3 sports. And, you know, you can't see numbers like that in a small school. You have to have more boys competing. You have to have more girls competing in their sports as well. And so, you know, we're looking at trying to help our young men and our young women to play multiple sports and to help all of those individual teams.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Josh Huntsman of the Carbon Dino football team. Coach, let's talk about the Ute and Shoot. You guys go up to Salt Lake, Rice-Eccles Stadium, probably a very cool environment for the kids to get to play some football on an actual Pac-12 field. Talk about that experience and what the kids got out of it.
You know, it was actually pretty neat. The hard part was is we got up there and they're actually doing renovations right now in Rice-Eccles.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, they bounced us around a little bit. They did use their indoor practice facility for the 5As. Then they used the fields behind their practice facility. They used the soccer complex that they have up there on the University of Utah campus. They also used East High School's baseball field, East High School's football field, a few of those different things. And so, you know, you kind of get shuffled around. The 5As are going to take precedence, so they're going to end up playing in the indoor facility. We ended up being over at East High School on the baseball field. But, you know, our kids went out and they competed and they had fun. And, you know, it was just awesome to see that group of kids grow together.
And they did get some interaction with some of the college football players, right?
Oh, yeah, they did, definitely. And that was very helpful for one of our players. We had a player who went out for a pass and threw up his hands, was waving, you know, trying to get the quarterback's attention. You know, we didn't hit him on that route, and so he came back to the huddle. One of University of Utah's players walked over, put his finger in his chest, and said, "Don't draw attention to yourself. There's 7 other guys that are out here competing as well. You just drew the entire defense to you. And this was all about you." And so we grew from that and we learned from that. And now our kids, you know, they ran crisper routes. They got where they needed to be. The quarterback was finding them. You know, we dropped a lot of baggage that when he came over and talked to those kids.
Now, the 7-7s, that's always important. A lot of schools have to pretty much do, you know, you have to go the route of 7-on-7 throughout most of the summer. When can you guys actually get to what they used to call Camp Carbon? Is that something that's right around the corner?
We definitely have Camp Carbon going on again this year.
Okay.
We are starting Camp Carbon on the 13th of July. We're going to roll from the 13th to about the 21st. You know, the first couple of days, we look for heat acclimation. And so the first couple of days we'll be in helmets. Next couple of days we'll be in helmets, shoulder pads, and then we'll get into the full gear probably into the next week. And, you know, it'll be a chance for us to compete against ourselves a little bit and, you know, kind of see what we're made of in pads. Everything's a little bit different when you're throwing the ball around. You know, you don't really have a defense coming down on you. You don't have, you know, a lot of bodies hitting each other. But once we're able to get the pads on, we'll be able to see what type of athletes we have.
Do you have any more 7-on-7 camps coming up?
We do, yeah. We have one on the 25th of June. We're going to head over to Manti and compete against 8 or 9 teams from over there. You know, it's going to be a real, real neat experience for our kids. It's been a while since we've put together a summer program where we've actually left town. And so it'll be an interesting thing for our kids to go over and compete and be able to see what other schools are doing.
And you can grow just from traveling with one another, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, we had a lot of fun going over the Ute Shoot. Great part of the trip was at the end of it watching Oscar Herrera hang out the bus window trying to eat 2 ice cream sandwiches so they wouldn't drip all over in the bus. So, you know, you grow with each other and you have fun. And that's what it's all about in the summer, trying to get these kids excited about playing football again.
Well, if they look at the schedule, they should definitely be very excited. You guys have an absolute brutal schedule as far as the non-league season goes. That's exactly how you like it. That's exactly how you want it. But the first 4 games of the season, they're tough.
Yeah, we definitely want to challenge the system. That's going to be key for us. We can't go in and play 1A and 2A schools and expect to compete in the 3A North Conference. I mean, it just doesn't happen. You have too good of teams and too tough of teams with, you know, rosters that have 70, 80, 90 varsity players on them. If we're playing 1As and 2As, we're not getting better. And if we can't get better, then, you know, we'll get rolled throughout our conference. And that's not something that we want. We want to be able to compete every single day, every single snap, every single down. So we have to play those tougher teams.
As far as the underclassmen go, a learning experience, obviously, under year one with you as a head coach. Are you more excited to bring the kids back that'll be seniors this year, or are you really looking forward to the group that's a freshman, sophomore unit that you've had for a few years? I mean, how does that work with a second-year head coach?
You know, we're definitely excited for the junior class that we have. We've got some great athletes within that junior class. We've had some athletes that have stepped up and taken leadership roles. We had a letter that was written by our seniors to our younger classmen explaining how they felt about our football team and how they felt about each other. And a lot of our younger kids, you know, took that to heart. We started out with 8 or 9 kids in the weight room. Now we're averaging 20, 22 kids. And so our seniors have really stepped up. Our new seniors have really stepped up and taken a leadership role and more responsibility for this team.
With all that being said, have you taken a role with some of the younger groups that haven't yet reached high school, such as the junior high or the youth league?
You know, we're working with the younger group. We're trying to get ourselves into a position to compete a little bit more. We've transitioned, I believe, over to the Salem Hills League. And so our younger kids will be competing a little bit more over there. We're hoping to be able to put together a 5th grade team, a 6th grade team, and a 7th grade team that will still compete in youth football, and we'll leave the 8th grade football to the junior high coaches and allow them to do what they do best and prepare those kids for their freshman year.
So if somebody says that a junior high coach is technically one of your assistants, do you agree with that? Is that a fair assessment?
Oh, I completely agree. And, you know, there needs to be great communication between the junior high coaches and the varsity staff and the JV staff and the freshman staff. Everyone needs to be on the same page. Everyone needs to be able to work together. You know, it should be one cohesive group that's all teaching correct principles, teaching correct style, teaching correct form. And so if we can get everyone on the same page, I think that our program advances that much more.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Coach, I do appreciate you coming down to talk a little bit about the off season. Camp Carbon about a month away. Hopefully we can get you in right around that time again.
I definitely appreciate it. I got to throw one plug in real quick. There is the All-Star game that's going on this weekend at Harriman High School, the 1A, 2A, and 3A. We've actually had 2 players selected to play in that All-Star game. Peyton Fawcett will be representing Carbon High School, and so will Dallin Maurer. And so we're super excited for that. So if you guys have an opportunity to get over to Harriman High School to watch that game on Saturday, definitely do so. It's going to be some pretty good football.
Yeah, I knew there was something I knew I was forgetting to talk to you about. That was definitely it. Yeah, we're well represented at that All-Star game.
We are, and you know, I sat down with one of my coaches today, this morning, and he says he believes it's the first time in probably 10 or 11 years that we've had a representative from Carbon High School playing in the All-Star game, and we've got 2 this year, so we're super excited about that.
Coach, thank you, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Hey, thank you. Remember, go Dinos.
Go Dinos, absolutely. Coach Josh Huntsman of the Carbon Dino football team talking about the offseason workouts and what's ahead for the squad. We've got to get out for a quick commercial break, but when we return, we're going to move over, talk local MMA. Cy Nelson, Emory County native, improved to 3-0 in his professional MMA career with a victory over Jordan Marriott this past Saturday on Fierce Fighting Championships card. He's going to join us in the studio. We'll talk about that and what's next for him. It's all straight ahead here on Drive Time Sports.